Let's see, we continue this week in the Ish Kodesh. The Rebbe, in the first year in Tafshin Aleph, didn't have a drasha for Parshas Shmos. Again, we did last day Parshas Vayechi, the next Parshas is Parshas Vayira. So I'm going to use this week a little bit to go back and speak a little bit about the earlier life of the Rebbe. Remember, again, we spoke in our first shir, I gave you a little bit of biographical background. So in one of the newer printings of the Ish Kodesh, they have an extensive biography of the Rebbe in the back. So Meretz Hashem, this week, we'll spend a little bit of time focusing on that biography. Rak keben eshim shana haya Rebbe Zal, kishenismana b'shnas tafresh samichtes, so the Rebbe of Kolam Kama Shapira was only 20 years old when he was appointed Rebbe of Piazetsna. And of course, even though again he was a young man, 20 years old, but again, incredible numbers of Hasidim began to flock to him. And ultimately, again, as was apparent when he was young and becomes even more apparent as he gets older, he was truly a teacher for the generation. And many of the great Hasidim, many Hasidim who were many years his senior, already established, ultimately accepted him as their Rebbe. Ach tomu shivasime eva chosno, ozef was kozhnitz, uberosh ashana tafresh ayin, Iva Lemoshav Lo Es Piazetsna. After again his father-in-law had passed away, his father-in-law was Rebbe in Kozhnitz, ultimately he comes to Piazetsna to assume his role. Chasidim Rabbim, Heichalu Linhar Elav Baalfeim. Nach Shol Shana Noshim Heichal Zorin LePiazetsna. Soon as the Rebbe settles in Piazetsna, Chasidim started to stream to him from all corners. Makom Sham Melech. And he quickly established himself, although again, as we keep saying, he was exceptionally young, he quickly established himself amongst the rabbis of the generation. Nor Elav Vasikim Shebechasidim Kozhnitz, Sridim Shestovavu Old Betzel Aviv Ziknu Asrafin Mogalansia, O Misparnikar Shal Chaside Gonadra Admar Me Ostrovtsa. So the point is, many Hasidim from many different streams begin to flock to Piazetsna. Bim komos rabim his minu Hasidim l'siyashiv etzlam. Ayoros, merubos rabo alzuchuzu v'chol achos ta'ana alai yaniach tzadik es rosho. So amazingly enough, the Rebbe had many different offers. Many different towns, many different cities, many different groups of Hasidim wanted him to ultimately live there, live by them, lead them. But ultimately, Mikulam Bachar Rabbeinu b'Piazetsna, Ba Hisrachzu Rabbe Mene Emane Beis Grozhisk, Haisa Baze Gam Yodo Shalagon Rab Noach Zatzal, Rabba Shal Piazetsna, Rabbi Noach Shadam Godol Hayom, Vizigni Chasidi Gur, Hichshiv Ma'odes Ha'admor, Vishkiya Ma'amasim Rabbim Ki Kaban Aveh B'ki Laso. But ultimately, again, the Rebbe chooses to establish his place of residence in the city of Piazetsna. Meaz, Hafach Hamila Piazetsna, Lias Milas Kesem La'alafim L'musag, L'munach Yisodi Bechasida Satzrufa, Hayara Ktana, Ne'esta L'merkaz Chasidi Rav Nadim. So the amazing part is this small little sleepy town of Piazetsna immediately becomes transformed into an incredible center of Chasidus. Afilu pneam akum nishana v'nizdachachu, kiblu gavon achari v'gamri, behold malchus ni'amaran zalas nisiuso biadrama, asak bavadaso b'kdusha b'tara, horit sulamos migavhav libne aliyah hamis amtsim v'chochim lalos, hoshit yad ezra l'chom shama aluva, v'atra achare yesha, here if tal nichumim l'chom nitke umar nefesh, v'kirav liban shal Yisrael avim shebashrem. This is really an exceptional paragraph. The Mechaber here explains that the Rebbe's derech was that the unique personality of the Rebbe Piazetsna was his ability on one hand to elevate and provide spiritual outlets for even the greatest and most accomplished of Hasidim, while at the same time look out for the underdog, look out for the people who are suffering, to be an attentive ear, to be a shoulder to cry on, for those who are suffering, for those who had difficulty, to literally stretch out his hand, l'chol neshama aluva, ultimately again, to every forsaken soul, to every lost person, to every person with incredible struggles, the Rebbe was there for them. It's a very unique combination of qualities. The ability on one hand to be so great that you could take even the most veteran Hasidim, the most accomplished of Yidden, and be able to lift them up, while at the same time to be so sympathetic, to be so empathic, to be so caring, and ultimately to be so humble that you're there even for the lowest, even for the most broken of people. Hashabasos v'achagim b'piyajetzna Hamu mehamon chasidim va'anshei maisa shenaru lechatzero sharabenu. Shabbos and Yom Tov in Piyajetzna ultimately again became festive times where all kinds of people would gather in the chatzor, in the courtyard of the Rebbe. L'spasim miziv v'litom tamo shel Shabbos me'in holam haba b'mechitzaso. People mamish came to taste a little bit of Shabbos, but not just a regular Shabbos. A Shabbos that was me'in holam haba. And Shabbos ultimately, again, that was a little bit of taste, ultimately, again, one of what Olam Haba is. Tfilosav shahayu beregesh rav, garfu b'la Thomas kano chachim, sichosav v'torosav sheishmiya b'shulchanu, hayu amukos mini amok. The tfilos were uplifting. The Torah that the Rebbe would share at his table, ultimately, again, was the deepest of the deep. Belulos me'eshu mayim, drosh v'sod, pshat remez nimsuchu ke'echot, Kalalu ha'aros habrakos viture machshava shehivu otsar belum b'machshava chasidos v'nimsuro mipeh lepeh v'tuvei mochoseihem hacharifim shal hachasidim hisangu aleihem. So the Rebbe, so the Mechaber says over here that the Rebbe's drashas were a combination, he calls it, of fire and water, drosh and sod. Beautiful homiletics sprinkled with the various esoteric secrets of Torah, pshat, simple ideas, remez, drash, everything mixed together. And those Torahs, after they were spoken to the Rebbe, literally spread like wildfire from one mouth to the next, from one chassid to the next. Ubefi chassid of shamar v'zachar adayin atam ha-mosok shal nofa suf shiraso belav Shabbos Kodesh kasher kol ha-ka'al adoso v'chal yekum imam sharim ito yachat as shiro ha-gadol shal harav ha-kodesh rabbi Aaron ha-gadol mikarlin Shabbos Kodesh. And again, apparently the Rebbe had a beautiful niggun, had a beautiful tune. I don't know if it was his own or if it was something past. Well, I'm sorry, excuse me. It says that it was the niggun of Reb Aaron Karliner. Shabbos Kodesh, nafshi cholas ahavasecha. The holy Shabbos, my soul is literally lovesick for you. Shabbos Kodesh, nafshos Yisrael betzel knafecha yechasayun. Shabbos Kodesh, the souls of the Jewish people find cover, find shelter underneath your wings. Benimim simuyim min ha'ayin, bekivlei kesim tamirim, yoda ha'rebe zalim shoch elav chasidi emes, ba'avosos ava. The Rebbe forged relationships with bonds of love. He was able to bring the Hasidim close to him with incredible feelings of love. Haya Maise Bechasid Vosik Echad, Rev, I guess it's Vava Varker Shmo, Shebetchilas Nasser Lahad Morim, Meradeshitz, Shidlovtsa, Obialbzog, Vaachakach Mosas Mekoma Piajetsna, Shenikra Pam Beishon El Beshechval Karl Ereshitsuo, Lebes Rabenu, Umisha Amrulo, Sharebi Koro, Hischilirov, Va'arkavosav da lidon nikshon. Lacharzman, ki siper, ki bidiyuk ba'osazman, yoshev hayom maflik birhurim acharei rabo achadosh. Hari nasati l'radashitz, l'shidlovitz, umali ul'rabi ze, shutzer liyamin. V'toch kidei hirum nikresi lebeis harebi v'nevhalti. So amazingly enough, so this particular chassid tells that he had been to the various chassidic courts, and he had come to Piaget's. Now, he saw the Rebbe, but he saw the Rebbe was very young. And he thought to himself, what could this Rebbe who's so young, what could he possibly have to offer me? Someone who's so accomplished, someone who's so, again, so much older, seen so much, learned so much. And at that very moment, he was summoned to the Rebbe's house. Kishenichnasti amar elav amar li, asisi li keis cheshbo nefesh, velomatzasicha berishima shali, ume'az niskashe Rebbava, l'rabbeinu ba'avosos ava. Okay. Vim dovku bo becholei vasike achasidim, הרי לא היה בזה אפילו מעין משל ודוגמה קטנה, לזכשרו שם העל טבעיז של צעירי הצון, בני הדור החדש, שהיו כרוכים אחריו כבונים אחרי אביהם, ועמדו במחיצסו אפופי יירו אילוס וחרודו קינו, צמאים לחטוף הצוצה במוארפונוב, לשמוע אס הוד קולו. So the Mechaber over here says, as great as the connection of the older Hasidim were, you know, again, on one hand, the older Hasidim had the ability, or they had the opportunity, to have observed other Rebbes. Observed other Rebbes, to have observed other courts. They came now to the Piagetzna. They were struck by this young man. But even more so, even more intense, was the connection between the Rebbe and the younger members of the town, the younger Hasidim. Because those younger Hasidim ultimately, again, looked at him not just simply as a Rebbe, but also, looked at him as a father figure. Lo tisuar devekos hamonia chasidim asim berabam agadol. Ha'emuna halatos ateshuka akbiro l'chol agosh sheyotzeim pikotsho. Literally, these younger Hasidim who looked at the Rebbe, mamish as a father figure, they hung on his every word. Every word that came out of his holy mouth was like Torah Misinai for them. Rak l'kdusha ilos koach mashicha kabir kazeh. Yada Ravizel, eich lahotzi yekar mizulo. Kavash levavo sirim rabim, shesracha kumitora v'yados v'chnisan tachas kanfei chasidos. This is actually quite beautiful. The Rebbe understood how to even bring close those who were exceptionally distant. Even those individuals who had strayed from the path, the Rebbe had the incredible ability through Ava, through love, to be able to bring them closer. Chinech legion atzum shel chasidim tzirim. He literally, again, was mechanic. He educated legions of younger chasidim. Dor chadash shelo hayo lo b'male his bayesh harbe mipnei kodmav. Chayolim ne'emonim umsurim b'tzivos Hashem. The Rebbe, and this of course is always amazing, the ability to capture the hearts of the younger generation. You know, again, things are not all that different, that young people are often distracted by all the different things in life, all the different opportunities, all the different possibilities, and sometimes Yiddishkeit doesn't hold for them the same glamour, the same glitz, the same excitement, that at least they perceive it doesn't, that some of their worldly opportunities hold for them. Takes a special manhig to be able to capture the hearts of the younger generation. And the Rebbe was able to do that. V'achin mofsim rabbi misupar mimaran zal, aval amofes hagodol biyoser haisa tofa mernino v'shuva levzu. So it's amazing that the Chaber says, and we'll discuss this more in future weeks, there are stories about miraculous events, miraculous things that the Rebbe did. The truth is, even without miraculous things, like in the conventional sense, like we think about splitting of the Yamsuf, we know the Rebbe affected miracles. We know the Rebbe was a Baal Mofis, because as we get into greater depth about what the Rebbe was able to accomplish in the Warsaw Ghetto, that was a Mofis. That was an incredible miracle. But the Mechaber here says over here, the truth is the greatest miracle was his ability to inspire the younger generation. His ability to go ahead and forge meaningful connections. Again, I think what's so telling, what's so powerful here, is that the Rebbe built a chasidus based on bonds of love, based on bonds of acceptance, based on bonds of connection, that the younger, especially the younger Hasidim, saw the Rebbe as someone who wasn't just a manhig or just a leader or someone who was greater than them. They saw them as a father. They saw him as someone who profoundly and genuinely cared for them. This was the greatest mofes. This was the greatest miracle the Rebbe performed, the ability to capture the hearts of the younger generation. V'ashrei ayin rasa es halavi asor ben gorav. Such a beautiful lashon. Praiseworthy is the eye who saw the lion, ultimately again surrounded by its cubs. The Rebbe being the lion or the lioness, surrounded by the cubs being the young chasidim. Lo nisim v'niflaos hein. Iker Kisula Shal Tzadik Amru Chasidim. Haggadah, amazingly enough, that the Rebbe's greatest accomplishments were not any type of miraculous things that he did, as Chasidim said. Haggadah Shememovsim, Hu Ma Sheneemar Eitel Elio Zachur Latov, Ish Sachu Acharav Hashem, Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim. So quite beautiful. The idea is that when people saw the Rebbe, they saw a man of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw ultimately again a man who was pure, a man who was dedicated, a man who loved them for who they are, who was willing to accept them with all of their shortcomings, be it at the same time, who constantly inspired them to be more. It's an incredibly fine balance. On one hand, the ability to accept people with all of their shortcomings where they are, while at the same time pushing them, sometimes gently nudging, sometimes actively pushing, to be able to come more. Shmo Sherabinu Zatzal Yotza Letila B'chol Kitzei Medinas Polim. Ulam Yosem Yikoli Kiro Osa Ve'eritzu Osa B'nei Kilas Piyajetzna. The Kash. So again, remember, so the Rebbe's reputation spread throughout Poland. But of course, his dominant reputation, I should say, his true greatness was truly known in the town of Piyajetzna. The Kasher Rav Ha'ir Hagon Rav Noach Zatzal Niftar B'shas Tafrei Shain Gimel. Amru limnoso kimara da asra. So remember, this is interesting. The way it used to work in the towns in pre-war Europe was often there was the rav of a town, and there could have been a rebbe. So the Piyajetzna, the Klolos Kama Shapira, what first was invited to be was the rebbe of Piyajetzna. Then the rav of Piyajetzna passes away, and they wanted the Rebbe to become the rav of Piyajetzna as well. Now that's a very dramatic thing, because understand, so Chasidim go ahead and appoint the Rebbe, but remember, in a town you often have Chasidim and non-Chasidim, Chasidim and Snagdim. So the rav of the town had to be someone who could be accepted as an authority by both the Chasidim and the Misnagdim. The fact that in Piyajetzna they invited Rav Klonimus Kalma Shapira, he was already the Admor, he was already the Rebbe, that they also invited him to be the Rav of the town is quite dramatic. Amru Lemnos Kimar Dasra, who hereba Lesarei Betchila, Ulishtamit Milakaba, Ulishtamit Milakaba, Alav Esnezer, Esnezer Harabonos. So ultimately, again, at first, the Rebbe is exceptionally reticent. Exceptionally reticent to accept to become the Rav of the town. Ulam, Elo Shechoska Lov Hifratos Bene Piyajetzna, Vunios Lahem Achar Shekamu Vikibla Alem Limnos Eschosan Hagoram Noach Kidayan Beer. So amazing enough, what was he concerned about? He was concerned about the fact that the Rav of the town, this man by the name of Reb Noach, who was the Rav of Piyajetzna, had a son-in-law. And the Rebbe felt that that really the son-in-law should become the Rav, not him, but the townspeople didn't want the son-in-law, they wanted the Rebbe to become the Rav as well. So the pshara, the compromise ultimately that they were able to reach, is that they appointed the son-in-law as a dayan in the city. So at least once the son-in-law was given a position of prominence, a position of authority, the Piyajetzna felt a bit more at ease accepting the mantle of the Rabbanus. Mimaskores akila lo'ava lehanos, v'nimsra midi chodesh la'amanas agarab noach zatzal. And this is really amazing. The Rebbe, after he was appointed Rav of the town, obviously with that position also came a salary. He would not accept the salary. Instead, what he instructed was that the salary be given to the amana, to the widow of the Rav. This is the Piyajetzna. This is the Piyajetzna. Again, he ultimately accepted the position because the Piyajetzna, and we'll see this unfold more and more, but Piyajetzna understood that to be a leader is a responsibility. When the klal needs you, you have to rise to the occasion. See, he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in Piyajetzna not only to be the Rebbe, but also to be the Rav. So he accepts it, but he's not going to accept it on someone else's expense. So the Rav's son-in-law has to have a position of prominence. Ultimately, he is appointed the Dayan. The money, I guess, Baruch Hashem, he had his parnasa from elsewhere. He wouldn't accept that salary and felt that salary should go to the Amono. This was the greatness of the Piyajetzna. Sometimes, again, you know, we learn his greatness through his Torah, but again, sometimes you're able to see the greatness, the true greatness of someone, not only through their Torah, but ultimately, again, through these incredible ma'isim, through these incredible stories. And these are not chasidisha ma'isalach about, you know, esoteric nisim and different things like that, but just literally ma'isim, about how the Rebbe conducted himself. Incredibly dramatic, incredibly overwhelming, and incredibly inspiring. We'll stop over here. In Mir Tashem, we will pick up next week with Parshas Va'ira. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.